Welcome to the Drunk Dude Podcast. As always, I'm John.
And I'm Steve.
And Steve, why is this a special day?
It's a special day because it is our 100th episode of this ridiculous little podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And what do we do on this ridiculous little podcast, of which you've said probably 99 times before?
Maybe.
At least.
The thing that I thought up really early on that just kind of stuck is we drink. We watch Doctor Who, we drink, and we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
So we're going to keep that going because, yeah, you know, for another 100 episodes that, you know, we'll be doing for a little while, I'm sure.
And for our 100th episode, we are drinking the champagne of beers.
Miller High Life. Hello. That's right.
Totally broke the bank on this one. Spent almost $10 on this 12-pack. Actually spent almost...
You said like $8 or something.
I think I spent $8.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a 12-pack. You know, you said, hey, we should do champagne. I'm like, dude, champagne hurts me.
Yeah, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, so we did with the champagne of beers. It seems to be more in line with what we do here.
It does, it does.
We're kind of low rent.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Well, so today we're going to talk about an episode of Doctor Who that we are going to be watching. Steve, let's get into the meat. Let's start with the first course of this meal that we call the Drunk to Who podcast.
Okay.
Steve.
Yes.
We're going to watch A Town Called Mercy.
Okay.
It's episode 3 of series 7.
Okay.
We're deep in the Matt Smith years.
Do you remember what I guessed last time?
You probably said something about mercy.
Okay.
I don't. Because you haven't even listened to this. Like,
I didn't. I'm behind, yet. So I haven't edited it yet. I got to do that because it's coming out in a couple days.
It's not my place to remember shit, Steve.
Oh, I know.
That's your job. My job is to just, you know, make with the funnies.
You drive the bus.
I drive the bus.
Okay, I'm just, yeah, I don't remember what I said before. So,
why are you trying to remember? Just
because, you know, I don't want to repeat myself.
Well, it'd be funny if you did.
A Town Called Mercy sounds like an old Western. So I'm going to guess that the Doctor, Donna, and Rory, not Arthur Weasley.
Not Donna.
Oh, that's shit. You're right. Amy.
So do you like ship Donna and Rory? Is that what it is?
No.
Because he liked the older Amy in that one episode, and he's like, ooh, let's bring some Donna in there.
I just don't remember. I have a bad memory. That's
Steve, hello.
So, the Doctor, Amy, and Rory all go back to, let's say, the year 1856. And
okay, whose numbers were those?
I don't know.
Oh, liar.
I know. 18, I don't know of a number 18.
Who's 56?
Mark Burley.
Of course it is. Anyway, so back to 1856.
Anyway, so before the White Sox existed, so, you know, he hadn't chosen that number yet. So back to 1856, because it's a Western, they're in, they, cause you know, Rory and Amy, they want to see something cool. And, I don't even remember the last episode where we were.
That was where we were on a dinosaur spaceship.
Oh, dinosaur spaceship. Yeah. So
spaceship called Dinosaur. Today we're in A Town Called Mercy.
Yeah. So, so they go back there and, the Doctor basically, he offends somebody. There's a duel or guns are drawn at noon, and the Doctor uses his sonic screwdriver cause he's not going to kill anybody, but basically he just zaps the other guy's gun and it just stops working. And then they have an adventure and there's a mine shaft involved and they save a little boy and then they, all stumble upon a tribe of cannibals.
Star Trek did it.
They stumbled upon a tribe of cannibals that are actually the Donner Party, and they still love to eat people. And then so the Doctor basically teaches them about tofu so they can eat a meat substitute.
So they have soy milk in the mid-19th century, and...
Were you there?
I wasn't. Oh, was this like part of Deadwood?
I don't know.
Well,
I never watched Deadwood.
Well, but Timothy Oliphant was in it.
No, and what?
Deadwood.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just on like an episode of
The Good Place.
Yeah, you said you loved Timothy Oliphant.
I loved that episode of The Good Place.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Right.
And I think that Justified is based on some Elmore Leonard books, and I love him.
You do love him.
Yeah.
Also, Christopher Moore. Elmore, Christopher Moore.
Yeah.
Any more?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh well, you know. Oh, let's pour some out for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
So yeah, that's what's going to happen. Is he's going to teach the Donner Party apparently how to cook with a vegetarian substitute.
He's going
to
make them vegans.
Sure.
So on that note, hey Steve.
Yes.
We're going to have our Drunk to Who.
Oh yeah.
Trademark TMZ. Shot of the episode.
Yeah.
Why don't you come up with a toast of the episode
for our hundredth.
What is it, sir?
It is, it's more like a big ball of wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Oh. So I'm still chugging my tequila. Oh, yeah. We went classic today, people.
Yeah, tequila, we've had that a bunch of episodes. So do you know what that quote is from?
Yeah, timey-wimey. That's from like the first Doctor Who episode I ever showed you.
Way before this podcast.
Yeah, that's from Blink.
Yeah, that's the one you showed me. And I was like, oh, this isn't bad. Yeah. I like Carey Mulligan. You know, it's not bad. And right. then that's why my wife Heidi was a guest on that episode.
Right, because you had seen it in the past. Yeah.
So maybe we should bring her back. It's been a long time.
Because she was in two episodes, right? Yeah.
Yes.
She did Blink. She did the first Christmas episode.
Yes.
So she had had two David Tennant episodes. You know, we're running out of Matt Smith.
Are we?
Maybe we're running out of Matt Smith.
Okay.
You gave me that look like I forgot that you don't always know everything about this show.
I know very little. Because even if I saw it posted on Twitter or whatever when it originally ran 8 years ago, I'm not going to fucking remember because I didn't watch the show at that time. I've seen on Twitter people posting the name, a reference to the name of the Doctor Who episode that aired last week. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't remember what the fuck it is.
With Jamie.
I don't know who Jamie is.
Jamie Whittaker. Of course you know who she is.
Jamie Whittaker?
Did I say?
Jody.
Jody?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Jamie. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, so you really threw me off. Anyway.
My bad.
So I know who the actors portraying the Doctor are in the future. I just don't know when they take over. I assume something big happens at the, because there's a mid-season Christmas episode. Yeah, I assume something big happens. I don't know. Maybe we get new companions. Maybe the Doctor changes actors. Maybe the TARDIS turns into a giant magic school bus, and the Doctor turns into a teacher lady and takes people around on adventures to learn things.
He turns into a teacher lady. He turns into Lily Tomlin?
It's Miss...
Oh, hashtag she, Lily Tomlin is
Was
like,
she the voice of the woman in that show, the kids show? I don't know.
Hashtag Lily Tomlin, next Doctor. Let's get that trending.
Yeah, I'm allergic to children, so I don't really pay attention to their entertainment.
Didn't we just watch a movie with children and zombies?
Yeah, I took an antihistamine first.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we watched an Australian movie.
Yeah, Little Monsters with Lupita Nyong'o and Josh Gad.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah. So anyway, everybody should watch that. And we're done for the night. Well, okay. We'll see you on the next... Okay.
We're not done for the night.
Oh, okay.
We're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who People.
Oh, shit.
Again, we're going to watch A Town Called Mercy.
We're going to watch Doctor Who People.
Right. So please put on your 3D glasses if you're a Patreon member, because we have retrofitted it.
There's no such thing!
For our Patreon members. And when the BBC logo comes on with those stars and stuff, then hit play. #4.
Tug on your left earlobe.
Yes, thank you. You do know
to signal to steal third base. Hey,
what?
We should be done.
All right, we'll see you on the other side, peeps.
Yeah, bye bye.
Bye bye. We just watched an episode of Doctor Who. What did you do, Steve?
Well, I was one of the we that you just mentioned.
You're correct.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about this one.
Want to talk it out?
Sure. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to talk about it after we break it down?
Break it down. So, before we break it down, you're, seeming kind of ambivalent-ish?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Okay, why are you confused?
I'm not confused. We'll talk about it in a bit after we break down what actually happened on the episode.
Okay.
So the
cold open.
So the cold open is basically the Terminator, but in an old West town. like old timey times.
What? Old timey times?
Old timey times.
Old timey times? Okay. Yeah. Great.
So it's an old, the Terminator there, and he basically, I thought a dude had a snake tattoo on his face at first, but it turned out to be like some alien lumpy stuff, like a classic Star Trek villain of just put some bumps on their face and everything's, they're a different species. Yeah.
And they're a different species, exactly.
An alien race. But yeah, so the Terminator guy says to the other guy, basically like, oh, you know, make peace with your gods. And he's like, oh, am I the last one? He's like, no, there's one more. The Doctor.
There is another.
Yeah, the Doctor. And then he blows his face off. And
We cut to credits.
And we're like, oh, shit, the Doctor. That means, you know, the Doctor.
Yeah.
So,
and they're kind of like sepia tone credits this time.
Yeah,
they are. Doctor Who, and it's like wooden.
Yeah, it's slightly like you said before. They're slightly different every time, every episode. It seems, which is kind of cool. So then we go and the Doctor, Amy, and Rory are in the middle of a desert.
Yeah, they're walking up to a town.
Yeah,
a town called Mercy.
Yes, that has 81 people.
81. Keep out.
Yes.
Very friendly.
And there's bones and rocks and wood and stuff.
There's a border around the town.
A line around the town, but like exactly around the town. It's not like they grabbed extra land.
Yeah.
So.
So like, yeah, they're going to like, you know, cross the border and then like, is that when people show up or do they walk into the town and then people are like, get out of here?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. They met them at the border, right?
No, they got all the way to the saloon.
Ah, that's it.
They walk in, the Doctor notices electricity, says, hey, it's too early for that. They have electricity 10 years before everybody else. And then Rory says, yeah, but whatever. Like, you say it's not that big a deal because you left your phone with King Henry VIII. And you were like, it's only a little ways off, so who cares?
Right.
You know, so the Doctor is
basically... Yeah, everyone's giving the stink eyes they walk in, too.
Which they notice.
Right. And the Doctor's like, ooh, mystery.
Yeah, the Doctor's intrigued, and so they end up in the saloon. They're like, hey, are you a doctor? What? Yes, I am. Are you an alien? Well, you know what? Aren't we all really aliens? But I guess from your perspective, I would be an alien. And so they basically drag him out and throw him over the little border. And then the Terminator guy phases in behind him, phases out and in a little bit closer. And all of a sudden the Doctor's about to get shot. And then the sheriff comes out and says, hey, let him back in.
Get back in here, you.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first to cast the stone sort of thing?
Isaac was the name of the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he makes them like let the Doctor in. Yeah. He's like, no, this ain't going to happen on my watch. I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. And so the, Isaac, the sheriff, leads or the marshal.
Not our, your cruise's bartender.
No.
Not that Isaac.
No, not a 40-year-old pop culture reference Isaac.
Oh, that Isaac would have been great. Imagine if he'd like made us some like, you know, like a themed cocktail. We'd have like the Montezuma Mercy or something.
What would be a Doctor Who themed cocktail?
Well, I thought like a Western themed cocktail. Oh, we'd have like something with tequila.
I think it would just be...
We'd have a tequila sunrise. I'll meet you at sunrise.
So. Yeah, I don't see a lot of fresh orange juice in the old-timey West Saloon, so maybe just whiskey?
Maybe a sarsaparilla and whiskey.
Okay.
What's a sarsaparilla again?
I think it's like root beer.
A root beer? Oh, you know, this ain't your father's root beer.
No.
So, that brings it back to jail. The Doctor's like... Ooh, you know who this doctor he speaks of.
Yeah.
He must be here right now. And then, like, you know, so, like, the guy who's, like, using the drunk tank.
Basically Otis the Drunk.
Yeah, Otis the Drunk is like, yeah, you found me.
He cracked the code. Yeah. I'll show my face now.
Does he live there? They said he's been there for years.
I can't. Well, I don't think he lives in
place.
Doesn't live in the jail cell. It would make sense that he has his own place, but then they would have to build another set. So this is just easier that he's just for protection purposes because I think they know he's being hunted. Maybe I don't know.
Well, he brought them. He cured their like goiter cholera, or something.
A cholera outbreak of the previous, like 2 years earlier, there was a cholera outbreak, and the doctor made sure there were no casualties.
Correct. And also, like, brought them, like, lights. Yes. So they could read. Because all those heat. People can read.
Lights and heat.
Lights and heat. So, yeah. And they're in a desert. What do they need heat for?
At night. It gets cold at night in the desert.
Well, probably like, oh, it's a balmy 70.
I don't know. I'm not in the desert. I'm in Chicago, where it's like 1 degree out right now.
And you're happy it is.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So then the doctor with the... he's got like the face tattoo.
Yeah,
you know, I'm assuming he's like a Trill from Star Trek or something.
I don't know.
You know, one of those like people, like you said, like they've got like a face tattoo that they makes them a different race.
They have a bumpy nose or eyebrows or whatever, and they're
you've got angry
species.
Eyebrows. Yeah. You must be a Flajoran.
Yeah. So then they're oh shit, where are we? Yeah, well, they're in the jail and they're talking and. The doctor is talking to Dr. Jax, is it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the tattooed doctor.
The other doctor. Yeah, the one who had been there. And he's just kind of like, I'm here to help.
Yeah, I have no idea what is going on. He just wants to kill me. I don't know.
I am here to help.
And so the doctor... So the doctor hatches a plan. Rory and Isaac the sheriff, Isaac the sheriff puts on the other doctor's clothes, like hat and coat, and runs out in the desert with Rory because the Terminator merciless killing machine apparently won't kill innocents.
Right.
Innocent bystanders.
And the doctor says, hey, I mean, our doctor is like, you know, I'm going to ride Susan out to my TARDIS. And I'm going to save everybody.
So the doctor speaks hoarse.
He does.
The preacher says, oh, this is my horse, Joshua. He's named from the Bible. It means something like the Redeemer, or I don't remember. And then the horse whinnies, and the doctor says, no, it's to name, the horse's name is Susan, and he would appreciate it if you would respect his life choices.
And the preacher's like, can't wait for 150 years where I can make this illegal.
Yeah. And the doctor... rides the horse out to the spaceship, which looks like a giant, like, Tylenol, but a little like Mork. A Tylenol and mixed with the Mork from Ork egg-shaped spaceship.
So I'm not the only one making 40-plus-year-old references.
No. Thank you. And then the doctor is talking to the horse. It's an entertaining scene where he's like, no! What? No, it'll just take me a second. I know we're in a hurry.
Stop your swearing. How dare you?
Yeah.
Your language. Watch that language.
Yeah. And so the doctor...
Susan's a little salty.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you be if you wanted to be called Susan and they kept calling you Joshua? Like, come on.
Yeah, I'd be a little pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the doctor's supposed to go pick up the TARDIS. Instead, he goes to the doctor who was like,
other
being
doctor.
Protected.
Yeah.
And goes into like his little egg ship and gets in there and then like breaks into his files and... It's
well,
not
because
happy
he has to,
what he sees.
He has to deactivate the self-destruct first. There's a giant alarm
it's the doctor.
That everybody hears.
Oh, yeah.
And once the other doctor hears the alarm go off, he pulls a gun on Amy.
Right.
And says, oh, we're getting out of here.
And the Terminator was about to kill Isaac and, basically was going to kill him. And then it's like, oh, there's something going on in Sector 4.
I think he's like, uh-oh. I hear the other doctor's ship, and that might be where the other doctor actually is.
Oh, damn it. I fell for that again. Oh, yeah. He's been there all of 3 weeks, and he's already been foiled.
Yeah.
Coises.
Oh, yeah. And that's the border around the town is set up by a Terminator guy, and it's basically nobody can get in or out, not even supplies or anything. So they're going to slowly starve to death.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if, like, that was already there or he did it, because it was just kind of like...
The sheriff said that the border just showed up with the ring of stuff.
Well, because again,
of like, rocks and sticks just showed up overnight.
You know, the Terminator doesn't want to like kill any innocents. He just wants to kill what he came for.
Yeah.
He wants revenge.
Yeah.
Which we're going to find out very shortly
is
what that revenge entails.
Is deserved.
Yeah, pretty much. Because then our doctor comes back into town and
after talking with Terminator. Yeah, because the Terminator basically was going to shoot the Doctor when he pops out of the ship after the Doctor reads all the files.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
And so then he's just like, interesting. And so he goes in. Oh, the Doctor goes into town, and everybody goes back into town.
Isaac the Sheriff has already disarmed, you know, Evil Doctor. No, let's just call him Evil Doctor now, because now evil we doctor. Know he Evil Doctor.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like, what you doing here, son? And, And he's like, you know, no, I just need to get out of here. I want to save you all. Mm-hmm.
Isaac and Rory walk in on Evil Doctor pushing around Amy at gunpoint.
Yep.
And they don't like that.
Yeah.
And so the Doctor shows up and is like, oh, no, you're a piece of shit. So I'm just going to give you to Terminator guy.
Yeah. And he basically pushes him over the town
border. I was surprised to see the Doctor pull an actual gun.
Yeah. No, like the Doctor's a pacifist, but
feels like very out of character moment for him.
Yeah, did you feel like he was properly pushed then? There was discussions while they were, you know, creating this story.
Okay.
Like, you know, he saw what because we didn't see the videos our Doctor saw. Our Doctor saw some pretty horrific things.
Okay.
Turns out this guy's like a Mengele.
Yes.
And he's like, you know.
He did experiments on people during the war to make the war shorter in his mind.
Right. He was there to make the war shorter. So he like created cyborg killing machines. Yeah. And then, but you know what? If you crack a little egg in the way.
Yeah.
You know, then there's more eggs. So he cracked a whole bunch of eggs.
Yeah, he murdered a bunch of innocent people in the name of medical research. So yeah, Dr. Mengele of the Nazi death camp fame did appear in my head, and it's one of the reasons why I'm kind of iffy on this episode.
Right. Well, then he found a way to shorten the war.
Yes.
And then the people, let's just call them heroes, who helped shorten the war, are now like war criminals. That are being destroyed.
In his view, yes.
No, they're being destroyed. I'm not talking about Evil Doctor.
Okay.
The people he helped, the people he made, are now being deactivated in their work.
Are they?
Oh yeah, no. He was saying they were they're taking out their society is getting rid of them because they no longer need them.
Maybe I was distracted by you texting your sister.
Ouch. I did that while you were peeing.
No, you showed me a picture of what your sister made for dinner while
Isaac... It was looking good.
While though. Isaac was dying.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was dying. Whatever.
So anyway...
Wasn't going to help him.
So anyway, so the Doctor forces Evil Doctor out there and across the border, and then all of a sudden the Terminator shows up and there's... Shit goes down.
Well, Amy's like, oi, this ain't happening. Oi. Yeah.
Amy pulls a gun. Who are you? Oi. And accidentally shoots it twice. And then the classic line from the Marshal Eric, or the sheriff, was basically, Isaac, was basically like, hey, anybody who's not an American, please put the gun down.
Yeah, only Americans get to hold guns.
Yeah, because they're the most responsible ones.
Well, you know, Amy had the gun. She's like, oi, this ain't happening. Yeah. This is what happens when you travel alone too much. Oi, you lost your perspective. What the fuck you doing? She didn't say what the fuck. She said it in her Amy way.
No, that's when she says oi, she means what the fuck.
And then the Doctor actually realizes, you know what? I may have crossed the line. Hey, you bad Doctor, come back in here. We'll figure something out. But, you know...
Terminator
ain't going to, like, he ain't going to be denied.
No.
So, Isaac saves his life.
Isaac takes a bullet for the evil alien Doctor.
Yeah, and then turns our Doctor into the sheriff.
Yeah.
You gotta save him.
I don't know. It felt forced a little bit. Like, everybody isn't so in love with the evil Doctor that he's... That they're sacrificing their lives for him? Like, I don't know. Like, he is a war criminal.
Well, they know that he, you know, it's known now before he's the one who saved them.
True. True.
So you know, when Isaac was protecting, and then, you know, so now the Doctor realizes, like, you know, I've gone too far. I'm going to save this guy. I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to bring him back to his people. Yeah. We'll let him be tried properly.
Yeah, the Doctor basically takes the... I I can talk my way out of anything stance, which has worked for him in the past.
Yeah, he's going to speechify.
Yeah. So then there's an uncomfortable scene where the townsfolk try to lynch the doctor because the Terminator says, hey, at noon tomorrow, I'm killing him. And even if people are in my way, either everybody in the town dies or just this one dude dies.
I'm sick of this shit.
Which turns out to be a lie because he doesn't just mow down people. He's still looking for the evil doctor.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then the townsfolk try to lynch him, which was a little uncomfortable because that's not.
It didn't happen.
The doctor talked his way out of it.
Right, exactly. He made it not happen. And it's like, I'm going to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
And the plan is they're going to cause a diversion so that the evil doctor can go back to his spaceship and get away.
Yeah, which we don't know that's the plan, though.
Well, yeah.
We don't know until later that that's the plan.
That's the plan. So it's like, you know, everyone, it's one of those, like, you know, I Am Spartacus things.
No, it's a classic Three Amigos plan.
Oh, it's not I Am Spartacus?
I think it's more of a Three Amigos plan because Spartacus did not take place in the Old West. Three Amigos did.
Well, but I Am Spartacus took place before, like, Three Amigos did.
Okay.
Okay?
Whatever. But, whatever. You know, in Three Amigos, they all made outfits of the guys in the Three Amigos outfits. And, you know, they the whole townsfolk basically distracted the gang.
Right. They're like, I am the Three Amigos.
Sure.
So you got your Three Amigos and my Spartacus. I got my Spartacus and your Three Amigos. So they're causing a big old distraction.
And I think history will look more kindly on the Three Amigos reference.
You mean like Avatar? Sure, why not?
Why would that be Avatar? Never mind.
I don't know. It all works in my head, Steve.
Okay.
My head canon.
Yep.
Yeah, so like, you know, so they cause a distraction. Evil Doctor goes back to his egg ship.
Yeah.
And like, you know, so like the Terminator's going around town looking all threatening. Going to kill the doctor with the doctor's sonics and, like, goes boom, boom, boom and, like, makes his ears go wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, makes all the windows break and everything. And they, by the way, how hard would it be to get new windows in the Old West?
Ooh, I don't know. Well, there's a lot of sand out there. They just have to make the sand hot enough.
But they need somebody with the skill to do that.
You mean like a laser weapon that could melt sand into glass? Yeah,
if that's what they tried to do.
Maybe.
So the Terminator is just using his targeting eye computer thing. And basically all the people, they like paint some weird green thing on their face.
Well, they put Khaled Jax's, you know, symbol on his face. That's how their people identify themselves on his planet, apparently. Everyone's got that on their face, so it's confusing.
And so the Terminator keeps looking around being like, oh, wait, that's a false positive. I'm not going to blow Rory away. That's a false positive. I'm not going to blow away that dude in the bowler hat, you know.
It's like, ah, crap.
And I think
I want to blow somebody away.
I got the impression that it was the saloon owner or runner, the woman in the saloon. I got the impression she was doing the makeup work.
Well, yeah, because the doctor went in the saloon and, like, yeah, okay. She drew it on there. So, yeah.
Well, they didn't actually say that. I just kind of.
She's talented.
Yeah. I.
She's not only a saloon owner, she's also an artist.
Makeup artist, yes.
Mm hmm. And that's where makeup artists came from, a town called Mercy.
Okay.
And that's our episode.
And that's the rest of the story.
Thank you, Neil Gaiman.
Paul Harvey.
Thank you, Pearl Harvey.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a Pearl Harbor joke. Pearl Harvey? Never mind.
Yeah. Well, so Evil Doctor gets to the spaceship, turns off, like, the destructs. And think he's going to, like, take off.
And the doctor's like, well, when the self-destruct kick, the evil doctor starts talking to everybody and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I need to atone. And earlier he had explained that in their version of the afterlife, you basically have to carry all the people you wronged, their souls, up a mountain.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Isaac is now on that list, too.
Yeah.
So he says, oh, I hope the people that I've wronged, that that I need to do right in the afterlife, I hope that they understand that I tried to atone for this. And he blows himself up.
And now the Terminator's like, I have no meaning.
I have no purpose.
I'm going to become a rug installer.
Yeah, I
oh,
have
wait.
No, drapes, isn't it? Drapes?
I'm going to find a woman to settle down with.
Carl's Draperies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Carl. Oh, yeah. That's right. He was fucking Carl.
By the way, just go see Terminator Dark Fate. It was kind of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
But no, so then he's like, oh, I can't lower myself into a vat of molten metal and give you a thumbs up.
Well, he was going to go out in the desert and just, I'm going self-destruct. To destruct myself.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, well, hey, you got some people to protect here.
Yeah, or you can. There's no role for me in a peaceful world. And the doctor's like, well, unless, your role is to keep the peace. And so
peacekeeper.
And then we know, like, oh, Jesus, the doctor is going to make this dude the marshal and the sheriff. And so then we see the little girl. And I had totally forgotten that there was narration at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, a random voiceover person.
So, and it starts out, and she's talking about, like, her great-grandma as a little baby is the little girl who almost gets accidentally shot while in church.
Sure.
By the Terminator. But didn't, I don't think the Terminator killed anyone except for the dude at the very beginning with the snake on his face.
Yeah, no. But he's the gunslinger this episode. So the Terminator / gunslinger. Now, so the Doctor, Rory, and Amy, disappear in the TARDIS after saying goodbye to everybody.
And they're like, the narrator's like, oh, yeah, we've seen a bunch of weird shit, so this is cool.
Yeah, this sort of shit happens all the time. But, if people say, why is there peace and mercy? Well,
why is there no sheriff in Mercy?
We have our own little secret.
Our arrangement.
Yeah.
And then it does, the hero shot, the pan up from the boots to, the Terminator guy.
But he had, he had the little star. He had the sheriff's star on.
Yeah.
But, he did, the look on him was kind of I'm taking care of people now.
Yeah.
He didn't look, he's like, what?
I have a purpose,
yes. Yeah. I'm giving them all draperies and safety.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the episode.
Okay, so
my issue was that there was a war criminal who had really awful parallels to someone like Joseph Mengele, a Nazi war criminal, and I'm asked to empathize with him. And I don't know why Amy takes up his cause and advocates for him to the point of pulling a gun on the doctor, even though the bad doctor pulled a gun on Amy. It felt weird. Why did she go to his side so hardcore when she was the one held at gunpoint?
I don't think she was going
she
to
was
his
her,
side.
She was her hostage.
I don't think she was going
she
to
was his
evil
hostage.
Doctor's side. She was going to our doctor's side because, if you do this sort of thing, you're fucking up.
Yeah, but
and you will not forget. You will not forgive yourself.
But he's done this sort of thing a bunch of times.
Well, then was she there when it happened?
No, the family of blood.
She wasn't there when
that
it
was,
happened.
Martha's watch.
Well, he didn't kill them. He just doomed them to eternal damnation, basically.
He didn't kill them, but he did something much more perverse.
Yeah, he didn't kill them though, Steve.
And I'm trying to think of other examples, but they all involve basically back on the Gallifrey and back in wars with the Daleks.
I mean, he did shit. But
he actually
from himself.
They actually referenced the Daleks several times in this episode. The doctor's like, oh, the Daleks, the whatevers. He named something else. And he's like, I can't let this happen. I've shown mercy and it's bitten me in the ass, is essentially what he says.
Well, what I think it is he's saying, this is shades of gray I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Daleks are black and white.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
He said, I didn't think he did say, I'd much prefer to face a Dalek because it's just pure evil.
Right.
And I do appreciate friend of the show, Tim, recommending we watch Genesis of the Daleks before this season, which we did and we covered in episode 90 something whatever ago, because I know that the doctor tried to show mercy to the Daleks. And all he did was delay them. He could have destroyed them. The Tom Baker doctor could have destroyed them, but he didn't. And it seems like this doctor was directly referencing that story and regretting not just taking them out. You might have a different perspective, but that's kind of what it read to me. And maybe it's just because we watched the Genesis of the Daleks a month or two ago.
Fairly recently, yeah.
But that's kind of what he's like, oh, I showed them mercy, and they're still fucking monstrous murder machines. Well, and but also, instead of wiping them out like it should have, like Tom Baker had the opportunity to.
Well, see, but I mean, his doctor also weighed, you know, the facts. It's like, okay, you know, well, maybe these they suck, but they also united enemies against them, you know, sort of thing. So he's kind of like, you know, hey, you know, they may have killed, but they also, you know, made people or made civilizations.
Well, like just
unite or something. He's like, is it my right to do so?
Well, and just like this doctor,
does one man have the right to do that against an entire species?
Yeah, that's the thing. And in this episode, like the evil doctor said, yeah, I did some evil shit, but I also like saved this town, and I'm earnestly trying. I'm not just like killing time here. I'm earnestly trying to atone for my sins. But it's still there was like the show was asking me to like empathize with a war criminal, and I had a few issues with that. Like, that was tough to do.
Okay, I get you. Yeah.
You know, because, like, the Terminator guy was the victim of genetic experiments. Like, he didn't have a choice.
Right.
You know, so he was basically saying, like, I'm trying to get you back for, like, ruining my life.
Yeah. Right. You made me a monster.
Yeah.
I can never not be a monster now.
Yeah. So it was tough for the show to like ask me to empathize for that, but then again, it worked hard by making the evil doctor the victim of lynching.
Yeah.
And Amy stood up for him because, you know, Amy and Rory. Well, Rory didn't do much in this episode except for run around.
Yeah.
But you know,
hey, like, hey, sheriff, hey, deputy, hey, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was basically, hey, you.
Because they
literally
made Amy the deputy to the to the doctor's sheriff,
right? And you know what? That's your take on it. That's valid.
Yeah.
The way I looked at it is like, you know, this was a test for our doctor.
Okay.
And you know, so it was like, you know, these were the chess pieces put in play for our doctor to overcome some of his biases and everything, and like, you know, get back to a place where he needs to be. That's why, like, Amy, you know, basically, you know, like, checked him back. It's like, oi, you, no, you don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't you. So it's like, you know, so they made it, again, shades of gray, where our doctor is like, you know, he was trying to see it in black and white, and then, like, realized, you know, after Amy said, it's like, no, it's not my call.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm here like to help these people, and I will help these people. And I'm, you know, but I'm here to help people.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, why do I get to choose? It's not my choice to choose. This guy chose wrong. I'm not here to make that choice. That's how I looked at it.
And I know I appreciate you saying my opinion was valid. And I'm just going to say yours is wrong.
Well, my opinion was formed like 7-8 years ago.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
My opinion
is fluid. It's how we.
My opinion is named Susan Steve. Why don't you respect my opinion? Say, life choice.
I was gonna say my opinion was originally Joshua, but it wants to be known as Susan. And everybody interprets it in a different way. I just like I feel like a show like this wading into like war crimes is a little murky, but I totally see the point.
Or mercy?
Yes.
Oh.
I appreciate it. I just
So your opinion is still like evolving on it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was a overall a fun episode, and I really, really liked the fact that I was kind of right in saying that it was a Western.
It was a Western. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and but then again, the show is about about shades of gray and not black and white.
True.
So like he kept pointing out that the Daleks are black and white and they're easier to deal with.
Yep.
So I think that's the point. So yeah. Yeah. All right. You know.
So good. That was the episode.
Yeah.
We just finished watching that episode. We just finished talking about that episode.
Yeah, we are.
We both had a little potty break too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we're drinking the champagne of beers, which
apparently goes through you pretty quick.
Yeah, we're like on our fifth beer each, and it's like, yeah.
It's like, what, 4.9%?
But it's like, it's, you know, it's so that means it's 95.1% water.
Well, that's true.
And that's what's going through us.
Yeah, 4.9% when usually we drink like Lagunitas, a little something, something.
Or it's like 7 point something.
7.5, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're usually a little heftier.
That's all right.
Yeah, so let's talk about this episode some more.
Okay.
I've got some little things. This is written by Toby Whithouse.
I recognize that name.
He wrote School Reunion.
Oh.
Vampires of Venice.
He's been around a while.
The God Complex. We'll see some more. God Complex, that was the one with the Minotaur. Remember, it was in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For some reason, Vampires of Venice. I only remember the fact that it was the hotel. Vampires of Venice, I remember because that was Draco Malfoy's mom was in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the God Complex. Yeah, no. If I say, like, the one in the hotel, you're like, oh, yeah, that was an episode we watched.
But even you just saying the title and the fact that it has a Minotaur in it, I still couldn't place it. But, you know.
Now, the guy who played Kaler Jex, Adrian Scarborough, he was the evil doctor.
Oh, and his last name is Scarborough?
Scarborough. Okay. That's fair.
Which is close to Scarrow. So, yeah.
And he works a shitload.
Yeah, he was familiar.
Yeah. The only things I really like saw, okay, he was in Gosford Park.
I have seen that.
Vera Drake.
Okay.
The King's Speech.
Oh, okay.
1917.
Whoa, which just came out.
He's in a lot of prestige movies.
Yeah.
And he's in a lot of stuff. He works a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's still working. So, God bless you. Now,
was he in any of the Harry Potter movies?
No, surprisingly.
Okay.
He used to like to, like, point out those references, but no.
Okay.
He was not. Now, Garrick Hagen, he played Abraham. He was the Undertaker.
Oh yeah,
he was the old guy who was like kept measuring him.
That was a good bit.
He was in Doctor Who in 1972.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, he was in the serial called The Mutants. That was with John Pertwee and Joe Grant.
I don't know those.
Well, John Pertwee, Joe Grant was played by Katie Manning. This was, God, it's almost 50 years ago now. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? He was in the original Star Wars. He was Biggs.
Was he?
Yes!
Oh, man.
Most of his shit was cut, but he was Biggs.
Biggs Darklighter.
Yeah. Oh, this guy still works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still, you know, he's got, like, you know, stuff that's already, like, still in production.
So he was probably, like, the one person who really enjoyed the special edition of Star Wars, because it restored his scene of Luke talking to him before the Death Star battle.
Sure. Now, Isaac, the sheriff.
Yeah.
His name is Ben Browder. He was in Farscape.
I never watched that.
As John Crichton. He was in Stargate SG-1.
Wait, was he like the main guy in Stargate?
No, I thought the main guy was Magruder or something. MacGruber.
No, that's in SG-1. I'm talking about Star...
I don't know. I never watched Stargate.
Wait,
dude.
No. What Stargate? You didn't say... What was it?
Oh, Farscape. Sorry.
Farscape, yes.
I don't know. He was a regular.
Okay. All right.
Not your regular. He was a regular.
No, my wife Heidi watched the first season of Farscape. She it's so long ago, though. She got it on Netflix disc.
She might have recognized him. Who knows?
Probably. She's good at that.
But yeah, he was Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell in Stargate SG-1. He wasn't in the entire series. It looks like he was like kind of the tail end.
Yeah.
So he's an actual American.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they got him for that.
So, oh, sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead. Ask me.
I was just curious. Was this filmed in the U.S.?
No, actually. This is filmed in Spain.
Oh, okay.
You know, where they did all those, like, Spaghetti Westerns is Italy.
Yeah.
But, like, no, they filmed it in Spain.
No, I think that makes
cheaper
sense.
To go to Spain than to film than to build sets in England.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where they make a lot of, like, you know, Westerns and stuff. So.
Plus the atmosphere of it, like...
Oh, yeah.
The desert, like, that's why I thought, like, this looks legitimately like an old West town in Utah or Nevada or something.
Pretty much. No, it was very much, you know, so I think there's, like, quotes from Stephen Moffat at the time. It's like, yeah, we wanted to look as, like, accurate as possible, so we went to America by way of Spain.
Yeah.
The old West in Spain. East of here.
Maybe it was the west side of Spain. I
well,
don't know.
Well, who knows? Yeah. But, like, yeah, the desert of Spain. Yeah, so that's kind of it for the episode.
Okay, cool.
Until we get to the, I don't know, what do you want to call it? The unsung crew member of the episode, Steve.
I know. I like how you ask me and then answer your own question.
Well, because you weren't going to. You're going to, like, go on to something else, possibly.
No, I was just saying. No, this is fine.
Okay. So today, I randomly chose Kate Alexandra Smith.
Ooh.
In this episode, she was credited as a mold maker.
What?
Like,
no, I know what it is. It's just like, that's such a cool, like, job title.
Yeah, effects. So basically, yeah. She works in effects.
She probably made, like, the guy's telescope eye or whatever. Something, like, yeah. Robot eye.
All of her, like all her credits are either in, like, special effects, makeup, art department. And she's been working since 2005.
Okay.
And she's got a shitload of credits. She's got shitload of high prestige credits, too.
Really?
You know, yeah, you know. Listen, I'm trying to make them kind of chronological. I've left shit out, but, like, just things I recognize.
Yeah, just throw them out there.
Yeah.
People can look her up if they want later.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The Johnny Depp one.
The movie?
Yeah. The Johnny Depp one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to emphasize it was the movie because she didn't do, like, special effects visuals for the radio drama.
Yeah, no, I know. Hellboy 2.
Okay.
Captain America, the Hellboy... first Avenger.
Oh, cool. Hellboy 2, the Golden Army, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it, yeah.
Prometheus.
All right, never saw it. I want to, though. It's on my list.
Thor, The Dark World. So, I know. Yeah.
Work is work.
Sorry, Kate. World War Z.
Oh, okay. Which, aren't they supposed to make a sequel to that?
World War A.
World War Z might make a good, like, Amazon series or something.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, it made money, but why bother?
Yeah.
Gravity.
Oh, okay. I still want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Liked it a lot.
Snow White and the Huntsman, and the sequel.
Don't need to.
Dumbo, the Tim Burton Dumbo.
Okay.
The Force Awakens.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Blade Runner 2049. Have you seen that yet?
No, because it's like it's like 3 hours long.
There is something wrong with you, Stephen.
Ugh.
And she also worked on Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Okay.
You know who was in that movie?
Alan Tudyk.
Matt Smith.
No, Alan Tudyk was in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which was based on the book by the guy who wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Seth Graham Smith or something. I don't know.
So you're wrong.
Matt Smith.
Very good.
Yeah, I knew
where you heard that from. Okay. So in Doctor Who world,
yeah,
she worked on 8 episodes that cover Series 7, which we're currently in now. And also Series 8. So, like, kind of like 4 cool. from each episode.
Oh, yeah.
Or from each series.
When they needed her skills.
Yes.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, she works with Matt Smith again. And, yeah. So, that's all I got.
Okay.
Did we get, you know, hey, Steve.
Yes.
I just realized.
Yeah.
I never asked you. And I usually like to ask you.
Yeah.
How can people contact us?
They can email drunkdorwho@gmail.com. And that is really your best bet because everybody's got an email address. And they could just send us an email at drunkdorwho. Or no, drunkdorwho@gmail.com. It's very simple.
Or
they can go to Twitter at drunkdorwho or at srdahlin. That's me. My actual name.
S.R. Dolan.
Yeah, S.R. Dolan. And,
that stands for Stephen Roanoke Dolan.
Yes, yes. I am named
after... You are named after an island.
After an abandoned colony in Virginia?
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, people disappeared from mysteriously. Steve, where'd you go?
They disappeared from something and they left the word Roanoke, I think. That's it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's how they can contact us.
Well, hey, Steve, now that I said that, contact us.
So smooth.
Yes. I know, right? I'm like I've been doing this for like 99 other episodes.
Yeah, I know.
Booyah.
Our old friend Tim, who's been emailing the show for a very long time.
Thanks, Tim.
He is.
We appreciate you.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Tim emails in and he says the subject is random stuff.
Oh, cool.
So a couple of thoughts.
Sure.
So first he says, hi back at Denise, another fine guest starring appearance.
Yes.
Referencing our last Christmas episode, the one with the widow and the wardrobe, ugh. The doctor, the widow and the wardrobe.
Sure.
Which you grunt at, but I thought was a decent one.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was when I first saw it too. And then I backed off.
Whatever.
You know, all the war crimes that went out of there.
Yes. I think that episode was highlighted with Denise's tree blindness and our bringing attention to that very, very serious issue.
Yeah. What, are we going to sing a little Sarah McLachlan song about it?
I think we're going to have to start a nonprofit.
All righty.
Think
about the tree.
He says, another fine guest appearance by Denise. Too many magic bracelets? Okay, I won't suggest the one where the doctor meets Wonder Woman for your next intervention.
Meow.
If Linda Carter's involved, I want to watch it. That was me, not Tim. Okay. Then he says, I left Martha out of the fuck, marry, kill quiz because I didn't want her to get malorted. poor thing. Aww. She was a great companion, but fandom dumps on her because of the unrequited love thing. Which we have brought up. Like, I like Martha, yeah, but yeah.
We've gotten over it. I think we've gotten past it, though.
That is, like, the one negative thing about her. I thought she could have been a great companion, but yeah. That was the writers saddled her
we
with
We don't
that.
Hold it against
no,
her.
No, we don't.
We are angry at the show for her behalf.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think we've had bad companions yet.
No, I agree. I don't believe we had.
No. I've liked them all. I've liked some more than others, but I have liked them all.
All in the context of that current series and everything, they've all fit.
Yes.
You know, looking at them in hindsight, again, everything is judged in hindsight, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else did he say?
And he said, oh boy, and in parentheses, George, I've never had a theme song before. Thanks. And he signs it. Comic correspondent Tim.
He comes and goes. He comes and goes. So, the comic correspondent Tim.
He's not a karma chameleon. He's a comic correspondent Tim.
Right.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you very much, Tim.
You know what? I don't think you saluted our unsung.
I didn't. You know, hey, Kate Alexandra Smith, or I like to call you Kate Smith. We salute you.
And you know what?
Oh, wait, what am I drinking?
Comic correspondent Tim, we also salute you.
Yes.
This is our 100th episode, and we were glad that you participated.
Yes, thank you, Tim. Well, you know what? Let's not look at the past, Steve. Let's look at the future.
Okay.
And you know what the future brings us, Steve?
What?
Episode 101.
Oh, okay.
Episode 101, we're going to be talking about an episode of Doctor Who. Go figure.
Yes, I know.
I figure we should, like, keep it going.
You know, we're 100 episodes in. We might as well keep going.
Keep it going full steam.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the power of three.
Okay.
Steve, not knowing anything about the next episode.
No.
Please tell me, the power of three.
Well, okay.
What could it be, the power of three?
It sounds like a cult.
It kind of does.
The power of three.
Are they wearing, like, you know, Nikes and, like, tracksuits?
Nikes and I think gold lamé robes with triangles on them to symbolize the power of three.
I kind of want one of those.
Yeah. The power of three is about, I don't know, is this going to be a mythology-laden episode? Like, is it going to be the three companions? Or no, the three, like, the doctor and the two companions?
I'm
going to
be blank face.
Yeah, I know. So the power of three, I'm going to say they go to, let's say they go to ancient Egypt and they're just kind of wandering around. But this is just like the setup, you know, just like we've seen them like with like.
It's the cold open?
Louis the 14th, yes, in the cold open where it's just like then they're escaping him or something. So they go
there's
there.
There's a mummy coming after him.
Yeah. And then they leave ancient Egypt because, you know, they're being chased for some plot wacky reasons. And then they take off.
They stole a diamond scarab.
Yes.
That they need to power the TARDIS.
What?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they go way into the future because the doctor's like, hey, we showed you the birth of the pyramids. Let's show you their destruction.
Oh, bummer.
And so he goes like thousands of years in the future where, I don't know, the year 493 million.
So who's number 493 million, Steve?
Shut up. It might just be the career home runs for Lou Gehrig, 493, but whatever.
Oh, okay.
I have to think of numbers somehow, John. God damn it.
So
they go to the near
this year. This is not baseball associated event whatsoever.
It's also the career home runs of Fred McGriff, who's not in the Hall of Fame, but maybe should be, but whatever.
Was he a crime dog?
That was his nickname, yes.
Frederick Grith, the crime dog?
They called him
like a bite out of crime?
They called him crime dog, yes. Some people did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, did they steal that from like those little like...
McGruff? Yes, of course.
Oh my God. Oh.
It doesn't have to be creative.
Oh no.
Not every nickname has to be the most creative.
It must be. Oh shit. Anyway, sorry, I was going back. So billions of years in the future when like...
No. Hundreds of millions of years in the future.
Oh, sorry. Hundreds of millions of years
in the future. Half a billion years in the future.
Sure.
To round up. They go to the climate change ravaged shores of the pyramids. It's only like a couple, like a foot and a half of the pyramids are showing up above the ocean surface. And they do that, and then they, but they notice that there is something amiss, and I totally lost. I don't.
Power of three.
Okay, it's the power of three.
That's the power of three. Hey, future Steve. This is me, your cousin. Here, listen to this episode of Dr. Drunk
Who. What are you talking about?
It's a Back to the Future reference.
Oh, okay. Because you said the power of three, and I was thinking...
It's the power of love.
I was thinking of Huey Lewis. I was thinking Huey Lewis
from Back to the Future.
I didn't think, like, hey, cousin, you need... Oh, we're totally derailed.
Have you met us?
So, in the year 493 million, maybe... I don't know. So they go to see the pyramids, but they realize there's something wrong. I don't know. And the doctor solves it. I'm totally lost.
Where's Nefertiti? Huh?
I'm totally lost.
If only Nefertiti were
maybe
there.
Maybe he does go back and get Nefertiti and that weird hunter guy.
She puts it right. Maybe that's the power of three.
Maybe it's those
three.
They
have her and her two boobas.
I don't know. We're obviously working towards the mid-season finale where either the companions, Amy and Rory, leave or a new doctor shows up. So
why would there be a mid-season finale? This isn't like Walking Dead, Steve.
No, because I know that there's a Christmas episode in the middle of the fucking season. And I learned this because we had to buy it instead of just watching it on Amazon Prime like we had been.
God damn you, Amazon Prime.
Yeah. God damn you, BBC, and you're putting this on HBO Max.
God damn you,
for
BBC America.
$15 a month in the future.
Wow. You know, but we won't just get Doctor Who.
That's $15 a month. That's like two cases of Miller High Life per month.
So it's like the champagne of
beers. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have like the champagne of downloadables.
I already don't have enough time to watch all the shit that I want to watch. Like to subscribe to something else? Like that's crazy.
Well.
Anyway.
Since we've watched an episode of Doctor Who.
So I guess that's the power of three. I don't even know what I said anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's about ancient Egypt and like watching like
you know what?
Stuff happen to a pyramid.
I'll do better next time.
You always do, Steve.
No, I don't.
You know what? You've gotten 99 times better than you did before.
I always mean to.
You do.
So, John, this is our 100th episode of this podcast.
I can't believe it, Steve.
We premiered almost 4 years ago.
Neat.
I mean, I think it was in February.
I think that seems right.
Yeah, we dumped a bunch of episodes, like three episodes all at once, and then it's like, oh yeah, we're going to try to be on time. And we've been on time for the last couple of years, I think.
Well, we wanted people to like binge a little bit, yeah. And then we were a little haphazard, I think.
And then it was like, oh wait, we actually have to schedule recording this shit.
So now we usually put out an episode once a fortnight, which is very British.
Yes, yeah.
And so what have you learned over the last 4 years, Steve?
The main thing I've learned is I actually kind of like Doctor Who.
Sweet.
I thought I wouldn't because I've never been, I was never a big fan of Star Trek. I've liked some of the movies, but I've tried to watch some of the shows, but other than Deep Space Nine, which I just happened to catch on like Saturday afternoons when it was in syndication, like I never, and then I even just like, I only watched it when it was because it was on and nothing else was. You know, like
sure.
I was waiting for like
Xena to come on or something.
I was gonna say Xena or Hercules, but I never watched those regularly anyway either. But I didn't think I would like Doctor Who, but I did. You know, the special effects aren't nearly as cheesy and corny as I thought they would be. But then again, it's because that's what. I had stumbled across one of the older episodes with the Daleks, and I was just like, oh, this is awful.
Those are cheesier and cornier
yeah.
in comparison.
You know, one of those, like, mid-'80s, mid to late 80s airings with the Daleks, and I'm just like, oh, this is pretty bad. But yeah, I genuinely enjoy the show, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens and who the next companion is, and who, you know, when the next, I know Peter Capaldi's the next Doctor, and when he joins up, and yeah, that's what I've learned. And that I also, I still like beer.
Well, you know, that's probably the primary lesson you've learned.
Yeah. And I know I don't like Malort.
Steve, nobody likes Malort. No. They just fool themselves into it.
No, they're all liars.
It's like if they drink it, then it actually eats out that part of the brain that says, no, this is wrong.
That's what it attacks first.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's definitely what it jumps in. And it's like it jumps on that and like just like, oh no.
Yeah.
And so, luckily we still have our malortitary gland,
yes,
in our head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To let us know. What have you learned in the course of this podcast? 4 years and 100 episodes.
I've learned that politics suck.
Well, yes.
Oh, okay, wait, Doctor Who. I've learned that, you know what, I'm really enjoying the rewatch.
Yeah?
I enjoy the rewatch. I enjoy the rewatch with somebody, you know, who's like a pinging I respect.
Yeah.
Somebody who, like, you know, who I can bounce off of and everything.
Yeah, Denise.
Well, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you're here occasionally, too.
Yeah,
oh, I know. That's fun also. But, like, it's kind of, you know, because, like, you have... With the rewatch, you know, you have certain memories of things, but then yeah, you see it fresh again. Like, I got a little emotional at the end of this episode just because, like, you know, hey, Evil Doctor kind of, like, realized. And he's like, you know what? I'm ready to be judged.
Yeah, he sacrifices, you know, himself.
Plus, you know, the gunslinger. Let's give him his title, his proper name now. The gunslinger realized that, you know, hey... I've got to move on also.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't be all about vengeance.
I can't be. But like, you know, so, you know, I like that, you know, I get like a different perspective. I like to hear what you think about it.
Yeah.
And then like can form different opinions based on that, you know.
And I know your opinions of certain episodes have changed or evolved as yeah, you've rewatched them and we've talked about them, because it is like we're not just watching it, we're like talking about it,
right?
And I think that helps,
like, you know. Christopher Eccleston, I always like kind of thought of him as like the doctor who just brought it back, thank you,
yeah,
but it was a thankless task, you know, bye-bye. But like, no, he actually had a lot of nuance to him.
Yeah,
he was a very good actor who, you know what, if he didn't do a great job, we would not be where we are now.
And I probably should rewatch those episodes because I do think of him. I remember describing him as either haunted or goofy,
I think. Yeah, well.
But knowing the history more, the mythology of the Doctor more, like it might help if I rewatch those.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't now because they're not on. They're not streaming anywhere anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, but we're not the... When we first started watching this, it was on Netflix.
Right.
And then it went to Amazon Prime.
Right.
And now it's in limbo.
Right. Now so, we've paid money to watch it, so thank you, Patreon listener, Baba Jones.
Patreon. That's the other thing I've learned is that we can milk this bit for as long as we can.
That's what I've learned, Steve. Yeah. I've learned I can milk this bit for as long as I can, yeah, and I always count on you going like, nope, we
yeah,
don't, no, we
yeah,
no, no, John, no, nope, no, we don't, John, no, no, no.
It's I can violate the first rule of improv, which is yes and we can still have fun.
No, but the opposite of yes and is no but that's still, it can lead places.
Yeah, I can still just say nope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because we don't have a Patreon, we don't have a premium, whatever you talked about with webcams and creepy stuff. So yeah, I've learned that. Yeah. I don't know. I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed doing this. And, while I have learned that it's very hard to get noticed as a podcast, especially when you, are about something, like Doctor Who, where there is a lot of podcasts about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard to get noticed, but, we have some fans and I really appreciate them and they're loyal.
in assorted countries around the world.
Yes, that's all. I've learned that we have fans in Germany and the UK, you know.
And not that you need to, but, you know.
And hey, South America.
If somebody from one of those countries would just, like, email us, that would just, like, that would cause me to crap my little pants.
Even if you're listening from, like, Joliet, Illinois, or Peoria, Illinois, and it's on a VPN that says you're from Germany or Brazil or something, we still appreciate you.
But no, they can go fuck themselves.
Two doofuses in Chicago, like, the fact that someone in Germany might be listening to this, or Israel, or Korea, or whatever, like, that's incredibly flattering and amazing to us.
Yeah, that makes me very pleased.
Yeah.
So, thank you for, you know, those, if any of you have, like, stuck around for, like, full 100 podcasts that we've, like, released.
Anyone?
That's nuts.
Yeah. Anyone, we know of Tim, our longtime listener and friend of the show, Tim, Comic-Con correspondent Tim.
Comic correspondent.
And our friend Jeff, who we know listens and enjoys.
Thank you, Hefe.
And does not write in because, you know, he just talks to us every once in a while.
It's allowed.
And I know Denise is also a listener, and she comes on occasionally, you know.
And she'll listen to episodes she's not on, so she will only
listen to episodes she's not on. Yeah, so.
Can't say I blame her.
Yeah. We appreciate you all, and we, this self-indulgent, ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
We salute all of you.
We salute you.
And we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we will drink a Miller High Life.
Yeah, in your honor. There's one more left for each of us.
Yeah.
Miller High Life, the piss of beers.
Yeah.
No, beers that become piss.
Established 1903. That's the year you were born.
No, Steve, I was 10.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We'll see you on the next time, peeps.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Deuces.
What?
I don't know. It felt like you were, like, doing a thing, like, yeah.
No, I wasn't. Like, I was just, I've had a lot of beer.
See you on the other side, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. You know, let's do it at the end.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well,
after the episode proper.
Yeah, well, definitely.
You know, if people want to give a shit. Or we can consider it as an outtake if you want. It's like, hey, you know, we're drunk to who. We're going to talk a little bit. If you want to hear a little drunk to who after dark.
No, I mean, if people want to, like, we can do it before the actual end and, like.
Okay. I'm just saying.
My guess is that we're going to talk about it for, like, 3 minutes at the most. All right, well. I'll try to edit.
Have you met us?
I'll try to edit it down to 3 minutes at the most. How's that?
Have you met us?
Yeah, I know.
I'll go on a tangent, and then you'll correct me back, and then you'll go off on a tangent.
And then 2 weeks later, when we're at the bar, Denise will correct both of us.
Well, actually, Steve.
Yeah. I got so pissed at you guys. I was yelling.